Yeah, you're seeing some consistent flash out of him. He's playing with tremendous effort. You can see some of the fundamental things that we've been working on all year. You know, he's getting more and more reps, obviously. And you see some real good things out of him the last couple weeks.
He's come a long way mentally, mm-hmm. attitude-wise, yep. since the yep. beginning. Can you maybe kind of encapsulate that jersey or journey for us a little bit there?
Yeah, you know, I think it's been tough since we drafted him. Obviously getting hurt the first day, not being able to practice and all that kind of stuff. He was very limited during training camp. So you didn't see the development of him, you know, right away. But the physical development, as the more and more reps he's got, he's gotten better. And I think he's realizing that, you know, he's not in college anymore. You know, he's at the professional level. His teammates are counting on him. The organization's counting on him. And he's really matured through this whole process.
A lot of pass rushers don't really come into their own really through their second or third year. Yep. Do you expect that will happen with him?
Yeah, I think with him and Yannick. You know, Yannick's had a little bit more flash, but Dante, the more and more he gets on the grass, the better he's going to be. And, you know, I've been fortunate to have a couple rookies that, you know, have had 8.5 and all that kind of stuff, and then they're just continuing to get better as the season and as their careers go, because it's a major learning curve for young defensive linemen.
How much of that development has to do with watching more tape in the off season so that you're developing a counter to whatever it is offensive lines are doing?
Right, that and, you know, working with other people in the league. You know, it's amazing where you get other pass rushers in the league helping other pass rushers. And, you know, some of that stuff's already been set up for our younger guys to work with some veterans. And, you know, we're excited to see, obviously, how he does in the future for the Jaguars. But, you know, you'll see some continued growth out of both of them.
What do you make of Sheldon Day's rookie year?
You know, Sheldon was a little limited as we've gone on through camp, but you know, he's definitely got the burst and the quick twitch that we're looking for out of a three technique. And you know, he made a couple flash plays. He got to the quarterback obviously last week, and you know, as we continue to go here, he'll continue to play. You know, he fits in well versus a zone scheme. A little bit more than the doubles and the man schemes just because of the size of things. But, you know, he's very athletic, and I think same thing. You know, he's got a good upside for the Jaguars also.
Fowler's done really well going laterally, but you talked about working with veterans. He stunted around Malik, and Malik took on two defenders. How much does that speak to Malik's value?
Well, yeah, you know, on the sack that he had, it was Senderic. On the tech stunt, and it's a lot. They got to understand that when you're working as a unit, as a pass rush, you got to work as one. And you know, as we've slowly gotten better and better at rushing the passer, they've gotten better and better working together. And it's going to be a big challenge, obviously, this week. But you know, it's a credit when he does work with Malik or he works with Sen that those guys are willing to give up a rush for the other guys to be successful. So that says a lot about the character in that room.
Frank Gore is 33 years old. He's knocking on the door of 1,000 yards. What kind of challenge has he been throughout his career?
Yeah, I think he might be 23 instead of 33. You know, we've faced him when we were in Seattle, and obviously we're facing him now. He's still got his jump cut. He runs hard behind his pads. You know, it's amazing what he's still doing, and he's doing it at a very high level. So it's going to be a definite challenge for our front 7 or 8, depending on how many we got in the box. And, you know, he's going to get his. He's a great professional running back, and it's going to be a challenge.
T.Y. leads the league in receiving yards. Have you seen him take his game to another level?
Yeah. You know, they're doing a lot. They're getting the ball deep to him. You know, that's going to be a big thing, is we got to be able to stay on top, keep the middle of the field closed on some of these routes that they have. But he's a tremendous player, obviously. And, you know, he does some real good things after the catch that can cause you problems too. So we need to stay on top. And then when he does catch it, let's tackle him and eliminate the explosives that he can create.
Obviously, the last 2 weeks for Jalen have been unbelievable.
Yeah.
What's the next step? What's the next progression?
Well, you know, this week he's going to, you know, hopefully travel to T.Y., but they put T.Y. all over the place, so he isn't going to be just solely on him, you know. But when he is, it's going to be a big challenge. You know, he's lined up against some of the best wide receivers in the league, and he's done really well. So, you know, we have challenged him this week. When he does have the opportunity to line up on T.Y., it's going to be a big challenge. You know, so coming out of this game, you know, we'll see exactly how good he is. I know he's good, but let's see how good he is after this week.
How long, like for you personally this year, first time in this role, mm-hmm. did it define a comfort level pretty quickly, or have you felt yourself improve throughout the season?
Well, I think, you know, dealing with the players, they knew me ahead of time, so that was, you know, a little bit of a comfort level. Calling a game was a little bit of adjustment, obviously. You know, with the help of the defensive staff, obviously Gus at the time, it's been a smooth transition. But, you know, we got to give credit to the players. They're the ones that are out there executing the call. And if I make a bad call, they bailed me out. So I obviously appreciate that. But it's been a smooth transition. I've enjoyed it. And we'll see what the future holds.
Is it difficult or not difficult to look at past Sunday and say, okay, what's going to happen? Or have you been able to separate those two?
Yeah, no. To me, whatever happens on Monday happens on Monday. The biggest thing is that we're trying to concentrate on is winning a football game. And that's the only thing that matters to me right now. Whatever happens, happens. So I'm good with it either way.
Prince wanted to come into the season, stay healthy, be consistent, show he could do that. How
did he do? He did very well. And when I say solid, solid, that kind of stuff. But, you know, he stayed healthy. We always knew he was a good football player. And the last couple weeks he's been attacked. And he's done very well of staying on top, eliminating explosive plays. You know, we only had two explosive plays last week against a very explosive offense, and they were going after Prince. So, you know, once again, I think we got a very good football player. He stayed healthy. He can show the organization that he can stay healthy and play at a high level. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what his career has in the future, but hopefully it's as a Jaguar.
30th on third down after six games. Mm-hmm. This year, seven games. Now you're at sixth.
Yeah.
How impressive is it to climb that far in the rankings?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was because in the offseason, you know, we completely I don't know what you ever want to say, we reconstructed our whole third down package. And, you know, it's taken us a while to really execute it. If you look at, you know, game four versus them, the big plays they did have were busting on some of the third down stuff. So, you know, we're not creating those or we're not making those busts, and our guys are executing the package at a high level. We're playing extremely well man coverage right now, you know, on the down and distance that we need to play man on, and we're staying on top on the long yardage. So it's credit to the players, you know, executing the package that was created in the offseason.
You said that whatever happens, happens on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But how tough is it for you personally, because you have a loyalty both to your own family
mm-hmm.
and to the players to prepare for this week?
To be honest with you, my family's going to be fine either way. I owe it to these players. I owe it to the organization to put ourselves in position to win the football game Sunday, bottom line. And after that, we'll see what happens. But that's the number one thing.
Okay, I'll follow up with that. If somebody actually wanted to put a phone call to you this week to talk to you, would you say, call me Monday?
Yes.
Wait? Okay.
Yep. My number one priority is winning this football game Sunday.
Did Miles Jack show you guys enough for you to have a good idea of where he can go?
Oh, yeah. We got a hell of an idea where he's going to go. So he's going to be a good football player for us.
What stands out, you know?
His athleticism. Season. You know, when he's in space, he's like a safety. When he's in the box, he's got the instincts of a linebacker. You know, he can set the edge. He's just got a skill set that it's going to be very valuable, you know, to this organization.
Can we stop calling him an auto now and just call him a Sam?
We'll see what happens.
Anybody in the league he remind you of?
You know, I haven't watched anybody in the league for about 6-8 months. So, you know, off the top of my head, I don't know.
Nobody from Seattle?
Well, yeah, there's a couple, but okay. I don't want to compare him to him. Because, you know, I think he's got the ability to be special, you know. So it'll be interesting.
All